Be holy.
Be holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Not the sinners. We don't warn sinners about sinning. We warn the believers.
Be holy.
All right, we're back again this week with Be Holy broadcast, and we have something good for you today, and we're praying that you're having a great day, and even better day is going to be, because the Lord's going to give us something for you today. Where are we?
2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. Mm-hmm. This is the third time I'm coming to visit you, and as the scriptures say, the facts of every case must be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses.
Scriptures say that.
Right.
Go ahead.
I have already warned those who have been sinning when I was there on my second visit.
That's what we've been doing these last few weeks. We've been warning people about sinning. Not the sinners. We don't warn sinners about sinning. We warn the believers about sinning. Now, should the sinners sin? That's up to them. But us who believe, we are called not to sin. We are called not to sin. And he's saying right here, he's come to them more than once. And he's talking about the next time I come is going to be a problem. Read it.
Now, I again warn them and all others.
Yeah.
Just as I did before. The next time, I will not spare them.
Yeah. Why did he spare them the first time? You know, trying to give people a chance, giving grace to people, giving love to people, working with them. But see, when their heart's not right, you have to keep going to them. And when you have to keep going to them, that wears you down. You see, he's complaining about this in the first part of this verse. I've come to you more than once. I've asked you about this. I've told you about this. I've warned you. And so that's what we're doing. We're sitting here, we're on the radio, we're on the internet, and we're warning people as to stop sinning, especially the saints. The saints cannot, you're not permitted. There was no provision made for us to sin. And we're supposed to know these things. We're supposed to be able to live and walk through life and pray to God and get things done and do what we're supposed to do, do our jobs, and still stay away from sin. We're supposed to pray, sing, worship, and all this, and still stay away from sin. We're supposed to even work with sinners. We even work with them, but we stay away from sin. But he's warning them. Watch this.
Verse 3. I will give you all the proof you want that Christ speaks through me.
See, and that's one thing that on this program, people have a problem with. They don't think God speaks. They don't think he speaks through us on this program or this broadcast because we don't say things people like. You think they wanted to hear him say, we're not supposed to be sinning? Did you really think that they wanted to listen to Paul say, hey, I've told you once before, and the next time I come, it's going to be a problem? They don't want to hear that. They want him to walk in, hallelujah. That's not going to happen. This is what's going on today. Listen, people don't change. People don't change. It's the same kind of people as they were then as they are now. They claim Jesus, and they still want to stay in sin. And he's telling them more than once. Matter of fact, he said that even the scriptures say the same thing. that it has to be proven with two or three witnesses, through the mouth of two or three witnesses. And so he's showing them that it's also written, even in the Old Testament, that you can't be sinning and be a believer. But because it's not something they want to hear, they'll ignore him. And then this, like he said, the next time I show up is going to be a problem. Go ahead.
Christ is not weak when he deals with you.
Right. See, if Christ ain't weak, then the apostles aren't going to be weak. If Christ ain't weak, and I know I said ain't, if Christ is not weak, then the preachers aren't supposed to be weak. Why is your pastor weak? Probably because he thinks you're going to leave the church if he tells you what you're supposed to know, that you're supposed to stop sinning. Go ahead, read on.
He is powerful among you.
See, that's God. God is powerful among you, yet you still fool around with sin. You're not supposed to do that and have the power of God around you. There's going to be an explosion, or there's going to be a problem when that continues to happen. You know how, like, when you have cold air, you have hot air, and it comes together, you get thunder, lightning, and all that. If you get holiness and it comes up against sin, there's going to be a problem. And God's not going to be on the receiving end of that problem. That's going to be thus the people who say they believe yet stay in sin. Read on.
Verse 4. Mm-hmm. Although he was crucified in weakness, mm-hmm. he now lives by the power of God. Hmm. We too are weak, just as Christ was.
Yeah. See, but Christ died on the cross and was crucified. And so when he told us to pick up your cross and follow me, we're supposed to crucify our flesh by stopping the sin. So if he could go to the cross, suffer the death, we can do the same thing, symbolizing what he did. We can stay away from sin. Don't you ever think that you have to sin. You don't. You do not have to sin. Well, Brother Nard, you don't know what I came out of. It don't matter. If God can come bring you out of it, he can take away the urges. He can remove the urges. He can take you out of it. And so don't give any excuse to sin. Don't make any excuses when it comes to sin. Because if you continue to do that, God is going to deal with you, and he's going to be strong among you when he does certain things. Go ahead.
But when we deal with you, mm-hmm. we will be alive with him and will have God's power.
Wow. So when the apostle comes and he catches them still in sin, then he's going to do something under the power of God to them. But see, we don't talk like that nowadays. Nowadays, you know, well, Pastor, you came out of stuff too, so you got to forgive us, and so you can't really say anything to us. Judge, don't judge. Don't judge. Judge not, you know, because you don't know what people are going through. There are warnings, and then there's judgment. If you look through the Old Testament, that's exactly what it is. That's what he was telling you when he said it's within the mouth of two or three witnesses that it's affirmed. Over and over and over again, God would warn or send a prophet or send somebody to warn his people who were supposed to be following him. He would send people to them to warn them, and then they would ignore or even kill the person that's doing the warning. And then all of a sudden, God would go and do what? Destroy something. Send fire from heaven to destroy something. Send another army from another city to destroy something. Listen to me. If you stay in sin, God's going to destroy you. If you remain in sin, keep making excuses for sin, keep walking around in sin and claiming Christ, something's going to happen to you. Read on.
Verse 5, mm-hmm. examine yourselves to see if you have, or if your faith is genuine.
Yeah, examine yourself. See, it didn't even tell me to let the pastor examine me. It didn't say, let the apostles examine me. It said, examine yourself to see if you're of the faith, to see if you're genuine. But if you're still sinning, you're not going to be truthful with yourself. You're going to expect, or no, you're going to give yourself a pass. This is what you're going to do. You're going to give yourself a pass, and then you're going to give everybody else around you a pass. And that's what's been happening in the church, especially in the United States. This is what they do. They claim Jesus and claim that Jesus had mercy on everybody. No, sir, and no, ma'am. It told you right here that the strength of the Lord was going to be with them when the next time they come to judge the people. And so when the churches hire who they want to hire the preacher they want, hire the musicians they want, hire the deacons they want, hire the leadership that they want, then they can tell that leadership, don't judge me or I'll fire you. And so to stay away from getting judged, they fire good leaders, or they don't let good leaders in. But don't worry, the Lord's going to fix all of that. The power of the Lord is going to be powerful amongst you. And for those of you who continue to stay in sin, even though we've warned you, I know we've warned you 8 weeks in a row about this. And so if you continue in it, God is going to deal with you any way he chooses. And I pray that God's will be done in your life. Because you, just like me and everybody else, we have to stop sinning. We cannot sin. We're not permitted to sin. And we have to always examine ourselves to make sure we're in the faith. How do you examine yourself? You go through the Word of God. Matter of fact, you got to have a preacher, first of all, so the preacher can walk you through the Word of God to show you how to examine yourself. But once you have a preacher, the preacher will tell you things in the Word of God, and you will automatically begin to line up with those things if you are of God. But if you're not of God, you're going to make excuses as to why you cannot be lined up to them. And it won't be long before the Lord shows up and does a thing in your life. Prayer won't fix it. The elders coming over won't fix it. You even calling the elders won't fix it. God has to reign in our lives, and he will, especially those who claim him. So make sure before you claim him that you are of the faith and stop faking it. Because the next time God comes, there's going to be a problem. The next time he comes, hell is coming with him. Ain't that something? God's going to bring hell. I'm telling you, he's going to bring all of that for those who are not doing what he says.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.